The 40-mile caribou hunt will run for 4 days along the Steese Highway and continue beyond Monday in three other zones, including along the Taylor Highway. Fish and Game Interior Management Coordinator Doreen Parker McNeil says the changes reflect a weak fall harvest in the Taylor Highway area and a new population estimate, which shows the 40-mile herd has increased from 50,000 caribou to over 71,000 animals.
The 40-mile harvest management plan calls for increasing the rate at which we harvest once the herd reaches 70,000. So we now know that we're above that number.
Parker McNeil says the overall 40-mile herd winter harvest quota has been up to 1,000 caribou. Harvest hinges as much on herd size as its proximity to road-accessible areas. Parker McNeil says there are caribou in the Steese Highway accessible zone.
We don't know if there is going to be lots of caribou there. We do expect that there will be lots of hunters there. Anytime we announce a short opening, it's like a magnet and it draws lots of hunters.
The 40-mile caribou herd has been historically much larger than the current population estimate, but Parker McNeil says a habitat degradation-driven die-off is a possibility.
It's not a concern in that, oh my gosh, at this level, they're going to crash. It's a concern in that what we need to do is watch very carefully.
The 40-mile herd is the target of the state's largest wolf control effort. Parker McNeil says the wolf kill will continue through this spring when the management plan calls for pausing it to give biologists a chance to see how wolves, caribou, and their habitat respond without wolf control. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.